Meanwhile, an organic farm in Salinas is teaching local farmers how to protect themselves from pesticides. Sophia Collins moved to the area with her husband and children to be a farm worker. But just after 3 days, Collins began getting rashes all over her arms and legs. She believes it was a reaction to the pesticides being sprayed in the fields. As part of our occasional series, What's Your Story?, we hear from her and her son, Jay Rongel, about how that organic farm helped change their lives.
I said, maybe this is for me because I love to grow vegetables. It's my passion.
And yeah, she used to call me and like tell me like, oh, we're like learning this and that, like about like organic agriculture, about pesticides and how they affect like humans and the plants itself. And I wasn't really paying attention at that time because, you know, I was kind of busy. But now I'm kind of like really interested in what she's really doing.
We start with green beans and beets and carrots. Right now I have strawberries, I have green beans, zucchini, soybeans, beets, cilantro, parsley, tomatoes.
I started finding clients for our business to sell. We're local clients because, you know, we want people to be eating organic. You know, and we tell them, we give them a little information of, like, why, you know, why organic, so they can know.
I have 2 farmers market. I sell in King City and in Gonzales. Los Girasoles in Soledad, in King City, the Rey Market.
Well, we're creating a website now which will allow us to sell to basically the world. Other families maybe here in Alba don't probably have that opportunity. Maybe they're, because I studied, you know, computer science, so I should know this. So yeah, maybe other families don't know how to get online or even know how to print something or just look for information about their plants. Like if their plants are dying, they need to know why they're dying.
My dream is to have my own ranch and then to teach other people how to grow up vegetables free of pesticides.
Let's start teaching people about organic and just anything beneficial to your health.
My concern is how the people is getting sick. I think it's that they are exposed to pesticides, and I feel very, very bad for that. I would like many people be healthy for many, many years.
Sophia Collins and her son Jay work at Alba Organics, a Salinas farm teaching people how to be independent farmers. And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director is Susie Rocho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman. The online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. Thanks to our interns, Guy Marzorati and Gina Shalaba. We had production help from Shuka Kalantari. Our editorial team includes Victoria Maleone, Ingrid Becker, Andrea Kissick, Bruce Kuhn, and Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California, and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment. Health happens in schools at calendow.org.